The Search for Cleopatra. Archaeologists search for the true face and burial place of the world's first celebrity. Cleopatra, even thousands of years after her death, is still a household name. According to the critic Harold Bloom, she was the world's first celebrity. If history is a stage, no actress has played so many roles. Royal daughter, royal mother, royal sister. From 1540 to 1905, she had already been the inspiration for 5 ballets, 45 operas and 77 plays, the most famous of which must be Shakespeare's Antony and Cleopatra. Her name has been used on countless products and services throughout the world, such as board games, dry cleaners, and even a Mediterranean pollution monitoring project. She is orbiting the sun as the asteroid 216 Cleopatra. The reality, however, appears to be rather different from the reputation that has grown up around the last queen of Egypt. Biographer Michael Grant explained that the only images of her that do exist are based on unattractive silhouettes on coins. The Greek historian Plutarch stated that her appearance was not the sort that would amaze those who saw her, and was more impressed with her character and persuasiveness. He also spoke of her pleasant voice, describing her as having a tongue like a many-stringed instrument. Her ability to attract two powerful Roman men, Julius Caesar, with whom she had one son, and Mark Antony, the father of 3 more children, is explained more by her charm than her looks. After the murder of Caesar, Antony and Cleopatra fought against Octavian, Caesar's heir, for control of the Roman Empire. They had been fighting for more than a decade when Octavian's forces finally defeated Antony and Cleopatra. She barricaded herself inside her mausoleum. Antony was later brought there to die in Cleopatra's arms. About 10 days after Antony had died, Cleopatra committed suicide with the venom of a poisonous snake. The famous couple were buried together, but the location of the grave remains a mystery. For many years, archaeologists have been trying to solve this mystery. Alexandria, where the queen and her ancestors lived for 3 centuries, was the obvious place for them to search. However, it attracted less attention from archaeologists than more ancient sites along the Nile, such as the pyramids at Giza, because it had been affected by earthquakes, tidal waves and rising seas, in addition to man-made damage. Underwater excavations did not begin until 1992. And although archaeologists were able to understand Cleopatra's world, they failed to find her tomb. The focus then turned to the desert town of Tapasiris Magna, about 45 kilometres west of Alexandria. In Cleopatra's time, it had been a major port. The theory that Cleopatra might be buried there was first put forward by a young archaeology lecturer called Kathleen Martinez from the Dominican Republic. She had managed to persuade Zahi Hoas, the Secretary General of Egypt's Supreme Council of Antiquities, to allow her access to archaeological sites. She visited the ancient city Tapasiris Magna, present-day Abu Sir. This started a whole new quest for Cleopatra in 2005. Martinez felt sure that modern researchers had missed important clues about Cleopatra's burial place. Although ancient writing does not mention where Cleopatra was buried, Martinez believed that she had prepared everything in advance. The question is, where? It seems that even though Cleopatra is everywhere, she is nowhere.